views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, hello. I am Dr. Jen filling in for Dr. Pat today, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show if you're tuning in. Just so you're not confused, I'm here helping out a dear, dear friend, and I love coming over and saying hello to you, the listeners of her show, her fabulous show. You have so much opportunity for choice in today's world. It doesn't look like it sometimes, with the crazy stuff that's going on out there. But let me tell you what, we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And we're talking about if you are struggling where maybe you love somebody very much, you have a family member, you have a relationship, you have friends, you have a group, or somebody you just can't seem to shake or whatever it is. What this show's about is, are you holding energetic issues or patterns for other people? This does not just affect a empathic person. This actually sneaks under the radar and affects pretty much everybody, but there is something you can do about it. There is a lot you can do about it, and the biggest hurdle is recognizing what's yours and what belongs to somebody else. I'm very much about the energies. I'm very much about the root cause of an illness or stress or emotional distress. Any of these things, they come originally from some type of energetic root cause. You can make yourself sick with stress. I know a lot of people can relate to that. We have a lot of fears out there, and there's a lot of people that want you to be afraid, but you don't have to. You don't have to believe what they want you to think. You don't have to. And, you know, with everything going on in the world today, I felt very inspired to bring a show that can show you some options and some ways to help rejuvenate your energy, give you some of the symptoms of are you being energetically drained by somebody else and what you can do about it. We have the lines open if you'd like to call in for this episode, 1-800-930-2819. We're doing intuitive readings of the energetic field, messages from the angelic realm. If they have something with guidance for you, or if you have a question about this, you may not want to read, maybe you just have a question about this. But we're also going to do a meditation toward the end of the show, in the third or fourth segment, just for a few minutes, probably about 5 to 7 minutes, on an energetic clearing to detach these cords. So the biggest thing is, the biggest hurdle is identifying what is your energy, what is yours, and what is somebody else's. And you can love somebody all day long, but we cannot process what belongs to somebody else. And everybody has a tendency at one time or the other to have absorbed something else. One of the biggest tall tale symptoms of this is fatigue, really, fatigue. You're exhausted. You don't know why. You've gone to the doctors. They can't find anything going on, but you're exhausted. You sleep or you're not sleeping. You know, sometimes it goes two different directions. You can be very restless, or you can sleep a lot, and you're still tired when you get up. And you are battling and getting just, it's like your energy is being siphoned off and you don't know how or why. There are so many things we can do about this. I want to share those with you during this episode and give you some inspiration. A lot of things going on out there in the world today. I mean, whoa, okay? There's a lot of people worried about other people. We can help support them so much better in our prayers. We can support them energetically. We can support them with a lot of love if we're not drained. Think about it that way. You can help them so much more if you're not exhausted, if you're not completely depleted of everything. Okay? So this is important. A lot of people have a tendency when this is going on to put themselves aside. I'll take care of it later. I've got to take care of everybody else first. It's actually going to be the opposite energetically. You want to make sure you have the energy to take care of somebody else, or you're not going to be able to help them as much as you'd like. You're going to feel like you're spinning in circles all the time. We have a lot of world events going on right now that could use a lot of support from a lot of people that have their energy intact. That is one of the reasons I wanted to do this. There is a lot more going on. We have it right in our own personal life, to our groups, to our neighborhoods, but we also have a global thing going on here, and we want to put some good energy out there to support positive change in the world. I very much believe in humanity. I do. I won't give up on humanity. I know there's good things in humanity, and I want to put that into the light today, and I want to give that the focus, and I want to help you re-energize as an individual so you can support the bigger causes, so you can do those things that you really want to do for yourself, for others, for your family, for your children. What a wonderful gift to give your children to learn how to do something like this, to learn how to bring it about, how to detach, but have that compassion. It's called sometimes detached compassion. But how can you do so much when you don't have enough energy? Now, we talked about the fatigue. Sometimes you're feeling illness. Sometimes you're feeling emotional, like all over the place emotional. Sometimes you just can't seem to let go of something that you know is toxic. That right there is something that I want you to think about in your own personal life. What are you seeing? What are you feeling in your own personal life that you feel needs some healing? That there's an energetic imbalance, or it's toxic. What about all the trauma out there? What about the people that are trying to recover from traumatic events? I mean, life is going to have things that happen, and we all experience ups and downs, and then there's the big ups and downs. What are you doing to heal? What is happening to you in your own personal life? What about relationships? What's going on out there that you feel you just can't detach from? What if, I'm giving you a lot of questions right now because I want you to think about it a little bit. What if this is coming from a past life? What if you can't seem to shake something that you brought in? And if you can balance that karmic, and release grace into your life and just move through that situation, identifying that, wow, I'm not in that lifetime anymore. This is a different one. You can release a lot of things. And you don't have to be heavy into the spiritual, you know, sitting for 30 minutes meditating. You don't have to do those types of things to feel like you have a clarity. You could be the banker. You could be the person that owns the store down on the corner. You could be any type of job. You could be any type of lifestyle. And we're not talking about belief systems. We're talking about the energy of you, the energy of who you really are. What is the thing in your life that are pulling you aside, distracting you, causing chaos? What's taking you off track from what you really want to do? Things like this are what we're looking for to heal. And when we can have healthy individuals, we can have so much incredibly. I get excited just thinking about how powerful is the energy when we have a group of healthy individuals that have their energy intact and it's not being siphoned off somewhere, being drained on something. What can we do with that if we put that all together in a collaboration of sending great energy vibes out there? I know this can make transformation in an epic way across the world, in a wave you've never seen, in a positive way, and touch a lot of people, touch a lot of lives, touch a lot of dark places that need positive. Whoa, why not? Is what you're doing, has it been helping? Think about that. Has that been working for you? Or do you need something different? Do you want to take it and shift it up and identify it? Avoiding it isn't the answer. It's just not. Avoiding it isn't going to help you. But looking into it, we're not going to be dragging through a lot of things. We're not going to be dragging through a lot of negative things. We just want to find, okay, where am I feeling anxiety? Where am I feeling energy that's affecting me? Or you know, those situations where you just feel like, oh, it's high maintenance, or, okay, you know, you feel a little bit of anxiety, you feel a little bit of stress just in dealing with that situation or that person. Think about that. Think about that. That's what you want to detach from, and you're detaching the energy. They'll still be in your life. I mean, this could be somebody that lives right in your household. This could be a blood relative, or this could be a very close friend. It's not about making it all their fault. It's about separating what their issues are and what your issues are, and everybody taking care of their own. That's what we're talking about in this show. So you can love somebody. I love you. But what's yours is not mine is what we're talking about today. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen from the Jen Royster Show, that's on Thursday mornings, here filling in for Dr. Pat today on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
This is how it seems to me. Life is on.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center October 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Real expensive and no guarantees. So I lie here on the couch with my heart hanging out, frozen solid with fear.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm Dr. Jen from the Jen Royster Show that's on Transformation Talk Radio on Thursday mornings at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. I'm here filling in for Dr. Pat today on her show, and we're talking about what's yours is not mine, energy, how to separate what's yours and what's somebody else's, because that can drain you if you're trying to process that. Exhaustion is one of the big ones we have, and we do have someone that's called in about that, right, Benny? Renee from Sammamish, Washington.
You've got it right, Renee. Yep, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you.
Renee.
Hello.
Hello, Renee. Can you tell us what you got going on? You have fatigue going on? Is that what you said?
Well, you basically covered everything in the intro of the show. I don't know if there was anything you said that I didn't relate to. I have been diagnosed with chronic fatigue, and I've had a lot of autoimmune mysteries and skin and hair problems, and I know it's not a lack of love for life or wanting to do things, so that it gets very depressing when I'm not able to do the things that I love. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if you could just kind of give me a general reading, because it's so overwhelming, I don't really know how to pinpoint a question.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, because when you are under fatigue that's hitting your body, I mean, it's pretty much affecting you in a lot of different ways. You don't know which way to ask first. I get that.
I have found along the way things that help. I mean, I take about 10 adrenal pills a day and a lot of thyroid supplements, and those help. And if I miss it, I really notice it. But it's not the answer, and it's a lot to keep up with. So okay. I need, on a spiritual level, to know what's going on and how to better support myself.
No, that's good, because you know what's going on physically, and that, for the listeners, now have an idea of what's going on physically, and there's going to be a lot of people that relate to this. I want to address the adrenal that you were talking about. The adrenal gland is very much... energetically. We're talking energetically here, guys, not medically, because you have to understand I'm talking about the energy and the metaphysical approach to this. And I've seen it. I've seen this work. I mean, why not? Why not look into this when you can't find anything else that's going on? Adrenal fatigue can happen when fight or flight, a lot of trauma, a lot of fear is in place. So there's all this adrenaline that just you just run out of it. Your body is exhausted trying to keep up with the running, the fear, the putting all the fires out. I get the impression, and it's okay, I have permission to read your energy field for a moment. Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Energetically, there's a lot of weight on the shoulders, like it's subconscious. It's not even in a consciousness that I feel with you. You really feel like you have to take care of it all. Like it's a burden on your shoulders. Like you are worn out trying to find ways to make sure everything is okay. You are absorbing a lot from outside yourself. And with you, Renee, I do feel that this goes way back. If you're not recalling anything specifically in this lifetime, I mean, I do feel a past life came into this one for you where you were the one that had to do it all. And then suddenly when you left that lifetime, it just never was resolved where there was a balance. So coming into this lifetime, if you have some karma that came from a previous one, we continue. It's like there was a pause put on the soul life, and then you're coming into this one, and now all of a sudden you just pick up and you hit play again. That's a way to describe how that happens, and you continue until you process that. But are you worrying constantly? I feel like you worry about everybody.
Yeah, I do worry.
Yeah, you worry. Okay, let's be real. Let's be real. That's what it is. Okay. Worry is fear. Fear is an energy. Fear is believing something that maybe you've been told to believe. Watch out watching the news, because my goodness, that'll scare you to death. And, you know, you're going to want to learn to govern that. Now, there is, when we do the energy meditation later in the show, I'm going to specifically address some ways that you guys can separate yourself from something else that belongs to somebody else. I really, if you can't listen to the whole thing or if you're driving, go get the archive for this show later and you can listen that way, because I don't want you driving around trying to do a meditation. Not safe. But for you, the fear is believing what others want you to believe. It's really a huge saturation in your energy field of everybody else's beliefs, their viewpoints. But do you know what yours is? Do you even know that you have one?
That's been a struggle. I've just kind of realizing the things that I was told to believe about myself, you know, growing up, and I'm trying to overcome those things. And so right. Finding the truth is a little bit difficult, because it's been such a habit of thinking for so long that it matters right. to please everybody and to fulfill expectations. And then
and
I realized
that's what's wearing, that's what's wearing you out. Now, I want to give you something really simple right now to go with. And you are approaching and looking into a spiritual avenue to help you with this. And people are going to still be the way they are. Groups, belief systems, they're going to be the way they are. We choose whether to believe it and accept it as our reality or not. Because what mm-hmm. somebody else thinks doesn't necessarily mean you have to agree with that. And when we come from an upbringing of programming where you better agree with me or else kind of a thing, that's where it can get challenging. But I want, if you've never worked with affirmation, I'm sure you have. But
I have.
I know. But what I want you to do is take a list, make a list, and think about and be aware of what you say behind I am every day. I am tired. I am whatever. I am all the things, whether it's positive or negative. Make a list of everything that you say behind I am.
Okay.
Because I am tired is an affirmation too. And that is a belief. If mm-hmm. I'm tired. So in order to energetically change the energy, we're going to be, I am thriving with energy. Okay, you may not be feeling like that, but that's what you're going to want to say, and you'll be laughing about it at the beginning, going like, I don't feel like this, but you still have to claim it. Energetically, we have to start to shift it. So wherever it's the opposite of what you want to put a line through the word tired and write what you want to feel and what
okay.
you really want. And this is a metaphysical, energetic way. We have to change the thoughts that create the energy that creates a reality that affects the physical. Talk about a domino.
Oh, now, there will be times where I'm very happy that I'm feeling well, and I'm acknowledging that, and I'm making plans, and or just enjoying the moment, and then all of a sudden it can switch so quickly, and I'm not sure what caused that, and I feel powerless because I'm like, wow, what happened?
Right.
You know,
well, that's probably picking up an outside energy. Your energetic field is just raw, open. It's like you have your front door of your house unlocked, and everybody can just come in and out. I mean, when you leave your house, do you lock your doors?
Yes.
Okay. Do you lock your door? Yes, you lock your doors. You want to lock? No, I'm giving you some analogies so you can relate.
No, I understand. I guess I'm not clear on exactly how to lock myself emotionally
Feel like a passionate, good person. We're definitely doing that in the meditation. That's why I'm stating that. Because of time, I'm going to put that out in that section of the show. But you definitely want to, as soon as you're seeing that it suddenly changes, you just have to say one of your I ams, like, I am not of that, whatever it is, okay? I am the way you want to be anyway. It's like you say no. We're not going to do that. We're going to do this. And you're taking control of your power back. You're actually leaking your power out to everything and everybody and whatever comes by. If your house was constantly filled and you were entertaining huge parties, that's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to think about it that way. You're thinking about locking up energetically, like, no, I need some solo time here. Thank you. And you have that right, because all of your energy, we call your power, is constantly going out to somebody else. And then there's nothing left for Renee. And that's the energy behind what I'm hearing you're struggling with. And so your body is just your vehicle for you, your spirit, your soul, who you really are. It's just the vehicle. It's just physical. And it responds to whatever the energy environment is that it lives in. So you have to shift it. So when I go into the meditation, we're going to have to take a break here again. But when we go into the meditation, I'm going to help you detach from things that you're absorbing and how to seal that up. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit more into answering that question. Right now, I really see a big shift for you. You're going to find a very quick difference in just changing what you say behind I am.
Okay.
Which those words, I mean, people don't realize how powerful that is, because you're claiming what you want. I am in charge of my own power, and, you know, you're taking it back, so to speak. But I want to thank you for calling. I have to go to the break. And make sure, if you have to listen later to get to the archive, grab that meditation. It's going to specifically help you with the clearing of that. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Renee. You are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat today. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to power on with What's Yours Is Not Mine. I still love you, but it's time for my energy to be balanced as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
A psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field field of paranormal studies, Countess Darella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Darella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Darella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Can you hear me? Can you feel me?
Back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen filling in for Dr. Pat today. If you're just tuning in, my show is on Thursdays at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, the Jen Royster Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm over here helping out a dear, dear friend, giving her a break today. So I'm with you, and I have been here before, and I love being with the Seattle audience. I want to say a big shout out to you, the listeners. You guys are a great group whenever I've been over here. And thank you, Benny, and to the KKNW team out there. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. I always feel a wonderful energy when I'm out here with you guys. Now, we're talking about what's yours is not mine, and we're talking about the energy. If you are dealing or you feel like you're just exhausted or you just feel like you're overwhelmed emotionally, physically, dealing with somebody else's issues, somebody else's energy, you're taking all of this energy in that's not yours and trying to process it. That's what we are talking about today on the show. This is a big deal. Nine times out of ten, this is probably one of the most popular topics because so many people can relate to this. Everybody has a tendency at one time or the other to kind of let their guard down, and we're talking about the energy shielding guard. You have an energy field, and if you don't have that healthy, if it has what has been described as having holes in it or it's open, I call it the open door to let everybody right in. Well, if you were giving free food out and you had your front door open and you had the whole town coming through, they're going to wipe you out. You have to have a balance of what you give and receive. When you're feeling absolutely drained by giving it to somebody else because that is what you feel like you have to do to be liked or loved, how many out there can relate to that one? You feel like if you don't do this, this is just the way the family this is the way we do it here, and this is the way my belief system is, or whatever. And if you don't, you won't be accepted, you won't be loved. Oh, boy, I bet a lot of people can relate to that. That's a big one. Because do you know what's yours in the middle of that if it's always about what somebody else thinks you should be doing? Really? Think about that. And you, do you feel like you're you? Do you feel happy? And I want to address these. I'm asking a lot of questions to you, the listener, because people are going to listen to this on the archive later. They're listening live right now. But this is a big deal. We will take on the energies of somebody else if we are open and we don't have that healthy boundary or that shielding up is what I call it. We are going to do a meditation right after this next break. We're going to do it. We're going to do about 5 to 7 minutes on detaching energies that are not yours. If you're absorbing, are you giving your power away to somebody else? Think about that. Who's got your power? Who's controlling you? Who's in charge? Are you in charge? You have that right to have your own power back. Now, at the beginning of the show, I was addressing that we have individual things going on, whether it's health, family, relationship issues. Think about if you're in a relationship or you used to be in one or you know people that are in one, that it's all about the other person. What about that? I mean, that's just not, you know, and they don't seem like they're healthy or they're well. Energetically, it's like draining the soul slowly, just draining out the life in a person. I mean, nobody's going to be happy like that unless they're nourished and fed and they have their life force running through them. Nobody is going to be happy like that. And fear out there can pull it from you. It can freeze you up and lock you down. So many things. Being in a dysfunctional relationship, an abusive relationship, think about that. Was that the way it was when you were at home? Did you have addictions in the house or somebody? Was there things like that going on? This is pretty common if you come in from like a codependency type of environment. It's like you were just trained and programmed to just give it to everybody else. Oh, this energy doesn't really belong to me. You can take whatever you need. Well, you're never going to feel like you've arrived. You're never going to feel like you have enough energy power to do anything that you came here to do like that. I'm talking a bit strong about it because it's important. We have a lot going on out there right now, but we also have a lot of people here living on this planet right now in this moment of time where we are making huge strides for transforming humanity like we've never seen. And if we have healthy individuals that have their power intact, we can go together and we can send out powerful energy to overcome all the dark things that are happening in the world. That is what I want to focus on. We have a lot of the dark stuff going on. If you're just going, okay, this is how you're telling me to think, you're going to just fall into that. No. I'm here to fight back on that. I'm here to say, let's infuse you with something positive, encouraging, and put your power back where it belongs, within you. So now you can help and do a whole lot more if you're not exhausted or constantly fighting an illness or constantly feeling an emotional breakdown or in anxiety. What are we afraid of? What's the biggest thing that causes us to give our power to somebody else? Fear that we'll be rejected or not loved. Fear that they'll not accept us. Fear that, you know, we won't have anybody. We'll be alone. I tell you what, if you can bring your power back in, and we are going to do that in the meditation after the break, we are going to actually look and detach the energies that you feel are draining you. And we're not making it about blaming somebody. Believe it or not, a lot of these energies that will drain you, people that this is coming from or groups or whatever is happening with you in your specific situation, they probably don't even realize they're doing it because they're just under it. They're under this thing like a dark, heavy cloud. They don't realize it. But that doesn't mean you can't do anything about it. We're detaching it from your energy field. We are going to shield up and protect your energy because you need your energy back within yourself. Most people that go through something like this really start to begin to feel better immediately, whether it's coming from a past life. And believe it or not, I've even seen a situation where if they've been through big traumas, a shamanic term would be where they've lost pieces of their soul. They feel like it's just gone. It left. And that's what soul retrieval is about. There's been miraculous healing that comes in when the person actually finds all these different pieces that come back to them when they're ready. Those pieces take off. That's a shamanic way of describing the soul pieces break off during that traumatic event, whether it was abuse or whatever, and it doesn't want to be here, so it leaves. And this may have happened as a child. This may have happened when you were a young adult. This may have happened last week, you know. And it can be all different types of things that could cause that. And you just don't feel the same. You just don't feel like you anymore. Spiritually, we bring those pieces back, and you do a retrieval of these lost pieces of you. And then you grow from there when you have all your pieces back. Now, this is not replacing medical care or psychology or anything like that that you also may need. This is addressing a spiritual need, nourishing the spirit of who you are. It's so important in today's world. It's always been there. It's always been important. It's part of you. You're not just the physical or the emotional or the mental. You're very much the spiritual part of you as well. So bringing that all together in a healthy balance, the sky's the limit what you can achieve when you're here. And there's people that just absolutely believe, it's not going to work for me. I've tried and tried and tried. Think about, do you hear that? They actually believe it won't work, so it just keeps repeating. And just like I was telling the caller earlier, Renee, you really have to look at what you're saying behind I am. Are you saying, I can't, I don't have? I mean, what are those things that are holding you back? You really are looking for those, and then you are taking that power back and saying, I am going to change this, and I am successful. I am powerful. I am energy. I am safe to make choices for myself. Renee, that's a very good one for you. I am safe. There's nothing to fear. Fear is an energy coming from belief systems that are being pushed on you to manipulate you. That's what they are. It's energy. So you choose a different energy. I'm not saying this is an overnight, and if this is new to you, it's a work that you put initiative in, and you start to go down that path and look into it. Everybody hang on. When we come back, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to do this meditation. We're going to clear that energy, and we're going to infuse you with some powerful, great, good vibe energy and seal up that energetic field so you can see what that feels like. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us a Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509. 499-7509.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center October 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Are just tuning in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen from the Jen Royster Show that's on Thursday mornings here filling in for Dr. Pat today. And wow, we've been talking about the energy. What is in your energy field? Are you dealing with your own energies or someone else's? And how do we separate that out? How do we define who we are? When you are really beginning into this, the first thing you got to do is put some boundaries up. For example, locking your front door so you don't have intruders. Okay, we're going to do a meditation now. I'm going to walk you through that. This will be on an archive later. If you are driving, please go grab the archive later to do this one. That's very important. Be safe out there. I want you to think about what you want to detach from. It could be someone you love very much, but you want to stop feeling the drain, okay? This isn't going to be an attack on this person. I want you to be aware of that. So whatever the situation is, think about that when we go into the meditation, because we are going to separate this energy so you can be with your own energy for a little bit so you can feel what that's like. Now, let's go into that. Everybody close your eyes if you're not driving. Close your eyes, and just slow your breathing down to a comfortable pace. Just a gentle, comfortable pace of breathing in and slowly back out. and I want you to bring the breath in deeper so you feel your belly moving out, so you feel like you're really taking that breath in. And I want you to think about what it is, who it is, the situation. What is it that you feel you need to separate from in your energy field? What is it? Think about that. Now, we're going to first detach that, then we're going to shield you up. So think about this and project it in a visual, whatever the situation, person, event, history, whatever it is you can't seem to separate from. Project it like in a slideshow, like you're looking at it over here like a movie in front of you, separate from you. Okay? Think about it that way. It's over there. And I want you to think about a beautiful white bubble going all the way around them. Think about that. Yes, we're going to put a bubble around them. We're going to put some love around them. We're going to put some healing around them because they need to deal with their own problems. They need to deal with their own issues. They're not yours to do. Think about that. Okay? Keep going. Just think about it. And as they're going into this beautiful bubble, it's just white, and we're going to put some reflection in that. Think about metallic, like silver, something that is reflective. Put that lining all the way around that on the outside, inside, mixed in with the white. You have this, so it's white and silver. White's reflective, okay? It's also healing. And they're inside of this. And it's just swirling all around them, and it's just filled with love, divine love, from the universe, from God, whatever you call it. It's just going right in there, positive, positive. And what we are doing is we're sending them into this bubble to be with their own energy and to grow on their own soul growth. Because if you're processing it, they can never really grow. So this is going to help them too. This is going to help them too, whether it's a loved one, enemy, whatever. We're going to leave that, and we're going to let that bubble float away and go up to the higher divine. It's gone. It's moving on. Now, let's get back to you. We have this separated out. Now, all of this thought that we're doing, and I'm putting these visuals in, are going to help you separate on a regular basis. Now, for you, you need to visualize yourself in a bubble. You can also use a triangle or a square or a circle, whatever you like. Whatever you feel you like, then go with that one. But you can also do this. Your bubble is around just you. Just you. And you're visualizing that you're filling it with an incredibly vivid, beautiful color that you love. I'm recommending pink for happiness. I'm recommending an orange for vitality and creativity. I'm recommending blue if you need to settle and have peacefulness. Those are three colors that I would suggest to you. Just fill it up. Now we're going to seal it up. We're going to seal it up. And on the outside of your bubble, you've got the mirror. You have a completely outlined, completely enclosed, whether it's a bubble, triangle, square, whatever, completely reflective. Think about black onyx on the outside. That's a great crystal for negative energies. But think about that on the outside, but it's so shiny, like a mirror. It reflects. But it's going to reflect and shoot straight up to the divine. It's going to reflect it back to the higher self or the soul or the divine, however you want to call that. I mean, we're going back up to that higher energy. If something's coming at you that's not yours, it's going to go and hit that wall of your protective shield, and it's going to send it right back to where it needs to be in a higher divine place so it can be processed properly in a healthy manner so that person can grow. It's not yours. And the other note I really want you to acknowledge is I am safe. I am powerful in my own, and I have a healthy boundary, and I allow others to grow with their own situations. I don't need to take care of everybody else. I am going to be healthy and take care of my energy right now, and allow yourself to rejuvenate in the color that you chose, just filling that up, feeling it just flow all the way through every part of your being, your emotions, your mental thoughts, your physical body, and breathe it in. Breathe it in like it's the elixir. Just breathe it in. I could just go on and on, but we don't need to. You just need the basics. Honestly, if you can do this and take a few minutes every day, put your issues into a separate one and send them off to the divine, that detaches your ego. Your ego is the one getting drained because it feels like it has to do it all. So if you give that to the divine higher power, why do you need to be involved? It's with the best unlimited energy that can heal the situation properly. Take another deep breath and say, thank you, universe, for bringing me my energy back to me, for filling my life with unlimited divine love. And you have actually loved the other person, the other situation, more than you ever could any other way. And you will see a difference. This is healing. This is what real love is. And this is healthy. I want to say thank you, everyone, today for listening. It is my pleasure to be here with you, Dr. Pat's listeners. My show is every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And tomorrow, we are going to be talking about Archangel Michael, and we'll be taking calls as well for Angel Reads. We are all about when Michael is near, there is nothing to fear. That's what we're talking about tomorrow on my show. I want to say thank you, everyone, for being here, and it was really my pleasure to be with you. Much love to everyone. Namaste.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
The Women in Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.